4. The Big Bang and the Buddhist Beginningless Universe. Who has not felt a sense of awe when looking deep into the skies lit with the countless stars on a clear night? Who has failed to wonder whether there is intelligence beyond the cosmos? Who has not asked themselves if ours is the only planet to support living creatures? To me, these are natural curiosities in the human mind. Throughout the history of human civilization, there has been a real impulse to find answers to these questions. One of the great achievements of modern science is that it seems to have brought us closer than ever to an understanding of the conditions and complicated processes underlying the origins of our cosmos. Like many ancient cultures, Tibet has a complex system of astrology that contains elements of what modern culture would call astronomy. So there are Tibetan names for most of the stars visible to the naked eye. In fact, Tibetans and Indians have long been able to predict lunar and solar eclipses with a high degree of accuracy on the basis of their astronomical observations. As a child in Tibet, I spent many nights peering into the sky with my telescope, learning the shapes and names of the constellations. I remember to this day the joy I felt when I was able to visit a real astronomical observatory in Delhi at the Birla Planetarium. In 1973, during my first visit to the West, I was invited by Cambridge University in England to give a talk at the Senate House and the Faculty of Divinity. When the Vice Chancellor asked me if there was something I especially wanted to do in Cambridge, I responded without hesitation that I wished to visit the famous radio telescope at the Department of Astronomy. At one of the Mind and Life conferences in Dharamsala, the astrophysicist Piet Hutt from the Institute for Advanced Study in Princeton showed a computer simulation of how astronomers envision cosmic events unfolding when galaxies collide. It was a fascinating sight, a real spectacle. Such computer animations help one visualize the way, given certain conditions immediately after the cosmic explosion, the universe unfolded through time, following the basic laws of cosmology. After Piet Hutt's presentation, we had an open discussion. Two of the other participants at the meeting, David Finkelstein and George Greenstein, tried to demonstrate the phenomenon of the expanding universe by using elastic bands with rings on them. I remember this clearly because my two translators and I had some difficulty visualizing cosmic expansion from this demonstration. Later, all the scientists at the meeting joined in to try to simplify the explanation, which of course had the effect of confusing us even more. Modern cosmology, like so much else in the physical sciences, is founded on Einstein's theory of relativity. In cosmology, astronomical observations taken together with the theory of general relativity, which reformulated gravity as the curvature of both space and time, have shown that our universe is neither eternal nor static in its current form. It is continuously evolving and expanding. This finding accords with the basic intuition of the ancient Buddhist cosmologists, who conceived that any particular universe system goes through stages of formation, expansion, and ultimately destruction. In modern cosmology in the 1920s, both theoretical prediction by Alexander Friedman and detailed empirical observation by Edwin Hubble, for instance, the observation that a larger red shift is measurable in the light emitted by distant galaxies than in that emitted by nearer ones, demonstrated convincingly that the universe is curved and expanding. It is assumed that this expansion emerged from a great cosmic explosion, the famous Big Bang, which is thought to have occurred 12 to 15 billion years ago. Most cosmologists today believe that a few seconds after this explosion, the temperature decreased to a point where reactions occurred that began making the nuclei of the lighter elements, from which much later all the matter in the cosmos came into being. Thus, all of space, time, matter, and energy as we know and experience them came into being from this fireball of matter and radiation. In the 1960s, background microwave radiation was detected throughout the universe. It came to be recognized as an echo or afterglow of the events of the Big Bang. Precise measurement of the spectrum, polarization, and spatial distribution of this background radiation has apparently confirmed, at least in outline, current theoretical models of the origins of the universe.